The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
We're going to be talking right now about running. Nadia Power, who is an Olympian and former professional middle distance runner who represented Ireland in the 800 metres at the Tokyo Games, and also James Madden, who plays for Dublin at the senior championships for Ballyboden at St Enda's, and he is an intercounty level player with Dublin. The pair have recently turned their focus to entrepreneurship as co-founders of a company called Swifter, and they join me in studio now. You're both very welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Now, I say you recently turned your hand to this, but it's been going for a while, and we'll get into that in a moment. But I might start with you, Nadia. What is it about Olympian athletes and hurlers at the moment?
Yeah, we're definitely not the most famous couple at the moment
not yet.
Charlene and Michael are doing a great job. But yeah, it's a good mix, I guess. Like, obviously, me and James get on great because we're both really committed to our sports and, you know, we're not having to skip. We're able to skip out on nights out together and stuff like that. So.
Yeah. Yeah. And of course, it's all James's fault that you're not as high profile because you didn't make it to the final, James.
No, exactly. Yeah. So that was my problem now. Yeah, I didn't give her a day out in Croke Park in the final. No.
But look, you're both very talented athletes in your own right. Nadia, I might start with you because you were the one who seems to me to have spotted the gap in the market, because as the supreme athletes that you are, I suppose if you're just looking at producing something for that narrow field, it doesn't have the wide appeal. So maybe before we get stuck into the product you have, tell me a little bit about the idea of social running and how that has kind of grown in recent years.
Yeah, so I think it's really COVID that inspired it. But for me, I have been running since I'm 8 years old. And the turning point really for me was noticing that the same friends who all through secondary school would have thought I was crazy for running are now doing half marathons and 5Ks and 10Ks, and running's become a big part of their routine. And then the opportunity came because they're looking for certain types of gear and stuff like that. And I guess we just spotted it. And it's crazy. It's as a track athlete who often felt like we were forgotten about compared to maybe the GA or something like that, it is really the time now for running, and everyone's loving it these days.
Yeah, it's really huge, isn't it, James? There's all sorts of people as well who you see out on the streets, which is what led me to this article, which was in the Business Post last week. It is about the product that you developed. Tell us a little bit about it, James.
Yes, so that particular product, and it was our first product, was the Swift Vest running vest. So we designed that in early 2023. We spent a few months designing that. We saw that there was a need for runners to carry their gear when they train, their essentials. So myself and Nadia designed that just as we wanted to do a side project, you could say, do something different. And we launched it in July of 2023 on Amazon. It did really well. And from there, then maybe 8 months later, we built the brand Swifter. So the product kind of came first, and then the brand Swifter came. And yeah, we haven't looked back since then. So we've just been pushing on since then. So Swift went live February 2024. So yeah, we've been really enjoying it. We've been learning loads, but it's been really good.
Yeah, no, it's great. And as I said, like I started to see it on people, and I thought maybe it was one of those things for carrying weights around, you know, that lots of people are using now. But it's really practical, isn't it, Nadia?
Yeah, exactly. So the product, even though I'm from an 800 metre background, so my race is super short, so I don't carry anything with me. The product is aimed at longer distance running. So people who want to carry water, their phone, some gels.
For those of us, it might take 5 hours to get a mile done. We need all that stuff with us.
Exactly, yeah. So I guess our products are aimed at that bigger majority who are aiming for those longer road races and stuff like that. So yeah, it's been a great kind of product market fit. And then off that, we've built out, I guess, a range of problem solving accessories within Swifter.
Yeah, talk to me about those, because you have the socks, but you've got other things as well.
Yeah, basically the idea was big brands are doing clothes and shoes really well right now, always have, and that seems like a very intimidating market. But just even from talking to retail buyers and stuff like that, we saw that those kind of bigger brands are neglecting accessories, and also people are less brand loyal for something like a running vest or maybe their socks or something than they would be for their runners or their favourite t-shirt. So we saw an opportunity to do the accessories really well, focus on them, focus on products. problem. So every product is, I guess, inspired by a problem. So I guess the socks would be anti-blister socks, making sure you're running in the right material and not ruining your race with blisters. The vest is obviously carrying stuff for you. We made a running belt, which is our most recent one as well, which is if you don't want a vest and water and too much with you, but you want to carry your phone and keys and you have no pockets, a running belt, sunglasses that stay on. So it's all inspired by problems just to make life easier for people training.
One of the other products that I was intrigued by was the journal that you have. So I kind of thought, well, why would you need a journal? Because you've got the Fitbit and all the data on the phone. James, is that something that is important, that physically writing stuff down when you're training, or do you think everybody should be doing that?
Yeah, I think we saw that as well, and that gap. Everything's gone so tech, everything's on your phone, you can't get away from your phone, so it's kind of getting back to pen to paper. And I suppose Nadia can speak on that better, because she actually developed the product and it was based on her experience. So
I have every single training diary from when I was about 16, so I have 10 years of training diaries now, where I've literally written my training every day. And it was actually Sonia O'Sullivan who encouraged me to do that and kind of helped me out and a few other athletes when we were around 16 and gave me one of my first training diaries. So it'd be quite a common thing to do within athletics. So I didn't really find one that was kind of in the right structure and stuff. So I thought I'd like to make my own, but I also thought I would like to design it in a way that it isn't running specific. It caters for anyone who's into their fitness and maybe does gym one day, GAA training one day, and goes for a run another day.
That's brilliant. And James, tell me about the business side of this, because, you know, obviously adapting and formulating the product is one thing. Getting the business up and running is a completely different thing. And you've had this product in everywhere from Amazon right through to Brown Thomas. Very unique to have that sort of stretch and appeal for a brand.
Yeah, and I suppose we probably have moved fast enough, which is great. And I think, you know, business in 2025 has changed a lot, that you can go to all these different channels very quickly, which is great. Being super small as well, starting off, you're obviously more agile. So like Nadia mentioned, the big brands as well, like they wouldn't be able to pivot probably as quickly, and we're able to pivot into different markets where we see the opportunities. So we use that as an advantage. But yeah, building the business has definitely been a learning curve. We're learning a huge amount as we go. But yeah, it's been really enjoyable. Very challenging, but really enjoyable too.
And Nadia, how did you start off the business? Where did you get the investment and what support did you get as you went?
So we just used some savings and just developed that initial product. Like, it actually wasn't that expensive, really. It was a couple of thousand, because we started with a very small order because we didn't know how it was going to go. So,
But it's your own savings, still,
yeah,
a big risk.
It is your own savings, yeah. So look, we put a bit of risk into it, but we're both working and doing other things at the moment, and I had some income from athletics. So we just put that together, started there. We're lucky enough to get some help from the local enterprise office as well and get some funding towards a salary for our first year. And then James took the leap and went full time with it. When was it?
December 2024.
Yeah, so a good while now, like a year and a half. And then I've still running and having a little bit of income from some ambassadorships there. And then I do some freelance design as well. So it's been a little slower kind of time for me to focus and put all my kind of, I guess, risk on the income from the business. But it's gone well. Like, there's good help in Ireland, to be honest. The local enterprise office has been great, and also people are really helpful with their time and advice as well.
That's great. Before I let you go, one of the things you mentioned in the article as well was, you know, as an athlete, I guess for both of you, employment on the margins of being an athlete can be quite challenging. So I guess the flexibility of a standalone business might appeal to someone like you.
Yeah, exactly. It really does, to be honest. I never planned probably to have a business in this way. It's just, we've just kind of went with the flow. But for me, when this creeped up, I was actually already trying to develop a freelance type business for myself in marketing and branding, because I realised I'd had a few different part-time jobs and stuff, and we just need so much time off. I need to go on training camps, different stuff like that, and it's just really hard to work that with a business because they need you there. So working for myself has always been something I've aspired to do, and I knew that would work best for me with training. So it's great to be able to do it in this capacity now.
And James, you have to keep up with Nadia now. I guess being an intercounty player is sort of like training like an Olympian these days.
Yeah, well, Nadia looks to be not really in terms of volume and stuff. She definitely lets me know that. But no, look, there's obviously a time commitment there for sure. There's no doubt about that. Different to probably elite athletics. obviously all the lads and girls that are playing intercounty have their day jobs as well. So that's just part and parcel of it. But building Swifter has been really interesting. It's also a nice distraction from sport, me and Nadia would say. You have that, previously, maybe I might have been thinking about sport the whole time. You think about it 24/7, you think about your game. And when you have the business there and need to make that move, you know, that's a good escape from it as well. Maybe. And vice versa then as well, the sport is a great escape from the business. So I think they work hand in hand really nicely.
And it's going well for you now, Nadia. If somebody wanted to get their mitts on one of these, where could they go?
So they could go to our website, swifterstore.com, or Lifestyle Sports, or Brown Thomas.
Well, listen, you're both absolutely inspirational, both as athletes and as business people. And I thank you very much for taking the time to come in to me today. That was Nadia Power and James Madden. And we wish you all the best of luck with the next phase of your business.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.